Scott Berry from Berry's Coaches. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much for having me on.
Not a problem. Just to explain, this is a last-minute change. I think it was about 9:45 last night. I was doing some work, realised I need to have a guest in the studio because my guest had actually pulled out at the last minute due to illness. So I messaged Scott. I said, mate, you're out. Yes, I am. Brilliant. I'll come in. So it's good to see you because we had originally arranged to get an interview together. I think it was about February or something, and wanted to talk about the centenary and so on and so forth. But then obviously COVID closed everything down, and the year's been a bit of a mess, really, isn't it?
No, absolutely. I've been looking to come in for a while, so it's nice to have the opportunity. But as you say, it's been, a difficult year.
So we'll get onto that in just a moment. For those that don't know you or know about you, just tell us a bit about yourself. And obviously, as a Berry, running Berry's Coaches, we kind of know what your role on a day-to-day basis is. But, tell us a bit more about yourself.
Well, I joined the family business 5 years ago. It's my brother and I run it on a day-to-day basis now. My brother joined 3 years ago. My father's still very much involved as the MD and oversees everything. But it's just making sure everything's happening. All the coaches get out with a driver on them. And
Dads will never step back, will they?
No, well, no. during the pandemic, he's had to step back a lot more for his personal health reasons, but he certainly still keeps an eye on it, which is excellent because he's got, well, years of experience.
Mm. Do you drive the buses as well? You got your license?
Yeah, I've had my license since about 2 months after I joined the business, and I'm out driving, particularly on school runs, I'm out driving most days at the moment.
Good stuff. Okay, so let's talk about the history of Berry's Coaches, because like many people, particularly of a certain generation, my age, Berry's is like one of those businesses in town that's so well established and has great longevity and has always been there.
Yeah, well, I mean, for most people, it has always been there. We're 100 years old this year, so there's not many people in town who've outlived us. We started in a little village in Bradford-on-Tone. It was my great-grandfather, Clifford Berry, started it. He came back from World War One and started up a transport firm. It was my grandfather, Peter Berry, moved into Taunton and grew the business substantially. And then what we're probably most famous for is our London Superfast
service. Oh, the mighty Superfast. Yeah, that's a flagship job, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what everyone knows. It's what everyone uses. So that was started in the 80s by my father. As I say, my brother and I have come into the business recently. I suppose it's the fourth generation's turn to put our mark on the business.
Go on then. What's your plans then? How are you going to change things?
Well, the focus on this year has been reacting more than being proactive in many ways. But we're looking to continue, once we're through the pandemic, continue growing the Superfast. We know it's popular. We want to add more routes and times on that. And there's clearly so much more we can do.
Yeah, I think obviously the pandemic, everybody's been affected by it in some way or another. And it's great that you've managed to pull yourself through and you're still here on your centenary.
Yeah, absolutely. We worked hard to make sure we could keep running for as much as possible. Obviously, there were periods during each of the lockdowns we had to stop the service for safety reasons as much as anything. But we've put in, now the lockdowns are over, a lot of safety measures so that we can keep going so that everyone can travel knowing that it's safe on board and that they're safe and comfortable being there.
And now obviously with the vaccine, the news of the vaccine, that's going to help things take it to the next level as well. But one of the reasons why I really wanted you to come in and tell us about the story behind this is you've started to name one of the buses.
Yes, so we bought a new coach we confirmed the purchase in February. We took ownership of it on the 1st of March, which with hindsight wasn't the best timing in the world. It was then...
Well, it's not your fault, let's be honest about it.
Well, so. I don't think anyone could have seen what's going to happen this year. It was 1st of August by the time it got on the road, so at that point we thought, we can't do much else for our 100th year, but it would be nice to name the coach. And we put it out to our customers for suggestions. There were loads of great ideas, and one that was suggested by a lot of people was Captain Sir Tom Moore, and that was the one that won the vote, which feels, in our 100th year as a business, it feels a very appropriate tribute to someone who did something so incredible for his 100th
Absolutely,
birthday.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, brilliant. So, this coach is out on the road now. Is it one of your Superfast ones?
Yeah, it's out on the Superfast most days. Varies between the different routes at the moment because we've had to change our routes around slightly because of the pandemic. And it's out in rotation with our other three double-deckers taking people to London.
Is this something you're perhaps going to do with some of the other buses, some of the other coaches? Just give them a name?
Well, it's not something we've done. I don't think it's something we've ever done before, but it was such a popular idea. It got such great feedback on our social media and in the media after that I think it's something we're going to have to do in the future. So if anyone's got any other names for coaches,
let's do it.
keep them in the back of your mind, and in a year or two, I suspect we'll be doing it again.
Do it. I think it's a wonderful idea. If you do it again, as a radio station, let us know, because I think it's something that we could jump on and help you promote, because I think it'd be a great little promo thing to do.
No, absolutely. It'd be great to have your help with that. Yeah. And getting, obviously, people are from Taunton. We serve all of Somerset now, but we're still very much based in Taunton. It's where most of our staff come from, and we've been based here, as I say, since my grandfather moved the business into Galmington decades ago. So it'd be great to get kind of the local people involved and behind naming it. So any help you can do with that would be very appreciated.
How many vehicles have you got?
Between 60 and 70 at the moment. Right. Most of those...
Just a few, then.
Yeah, just a few. Most of those, as I say, the London Superfast is probably what most people know us for, but most of those are doing school runs. So we do around 35 school runs a day, taking kids all over Somerset.
I was going to say, wherever you drive around at school time in the county, you'll tend to see one of your buses. I spent a lot of last week driving around the county doing a promo trail for Somerset County Council and the police in another project I've got, which is called the Banner Van. And we went to Minehead, went to Frome, we went to Glasgow, Shepton Manor, went all over the county, and we were in those different towns at different times of the day, and I was always passing a Berry's bus or a Berry's coach or a minibus or something.
Yeah, at school run time it can be hard to miss us.
A rash.
Yeah, we're certainly, I believe, the biggest school contract provider in Somerset. We get thousands of kids to school every day, which particularly during the pandemic, we obviously were transporting key workers' kids, and we have a very loyal staff who are on the front line making sure that key workers' kids could get to school so that those key workers could go and do their very important job. So we're very grateful to our staff for helping us through that.
Excellent. Doing a great job. Now, very quickly, let's talk about Christmas timetables, because you've added a few more extra super fast trips as well, haven't you?
Yeah, so we varied our timetable partly in response to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we leave Taunton at 8 o'clock every day, Monday to Sunday at the moment, and return at 5:30. But over Christmas, the timetables varied slightly. So 26th, 27th, 28th from Boxing Day for 3 days, and the 1st, 2nd, 3rd from New Year's for 3 days. We're leaving Taunton at 2 p.m. We figure after Christmas or after New Year's, no one wants to get up early to get the coach, so we've pushed it back.
Nobody wants to get up early anyway, do they?
No, it just makes it a bit more sociable. You can have a leisurely breakfast, say goodbye to the family, and hop on the coach at 2 o'clock.
And how much does it cost now on the Superfast?
It's £25 day return for adults, £20 single, but there's discounts for children and senior citizens.
You can't beat that, to get to London and back for £20 or £25 or less. I think it's brilliant. Listen, Scott, thanks very much for coming and sharing that with us. Have a wonderful Christmas. What plans have we got for the Christmas then?
Personally, I'm just at home with the family this Christmas, and keeping an eye on the coaches from there.
Yeah, brilliant, excellent. Look, good to hear from you, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks, Merry Christmas.
Oh, and happy 100th birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Excellent work. Looking forward to shouting a bit more about the centenaries for Berry's coaches in the new year. Right, it's 8:19. My guest, Scott Berry, you can listen back to that interview again online a bit later on over the next couple of days or so at tonefm.co.uk.